This week on VPR, we're running a 7-part series called They Are Us. The series will highlight the personal stories from inside Vermont's mental health care system. Erica Heilman is the host and creator of Rumblestrip. She produced this series for VPR, and she's here to tell us more about the project. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
There are a lot of voices and stories that we hear throughout this series. What do you see as the broader theme connecting all of them?
A couple years ago, I made a show about the problem in emergency rooms of people with psychiatric crises showing up and not being able to find treatment. And after that, I realized that this problem was symptomatic of what must be much larger problems in the mental health care system at large. And then I realized that I didn't really care. I mean, I cared intellectually about the system's problem, but I didn't care personally. So I kind of couldn't follow the policy discussions carefully. And I realized that it's because I didn't actually know what or who the mental health care system is or was. The people doing the work and the people in Vermont who are living with serious mental illness and their families, I didn't know what that world was. And I figured that if I knew more about them, then I would care more about the problem. So I guess the series tries to introduce Vermonters to the everyday world of mental health care in the state.
And we're going to hear from some of the people that are in your stories in just a moment. Could you tell us a little bit about the segment we're going to hear? Who's going to be in it and what are they talking about?
Sure. So this is a story about what it's like to be a parent of an adult child living with schizophrenia. So there are two people in this segment, two parents of different adult sons who have schizophrenia. And, you know, the object is really just to give them a chance to talk about what it's like, you know, day to day and year to year to have a loved one who has schizophrenia.
You hear everybody else's stories and that they've been dealing with it for 30 years. And you just feel like, oh, my God. It's going to take my rest of my life is going to be like this. I think, you know, we're going to fix this in a couple years or we're going to get him help and he's going to not be all better maybe, but, you know, he's going to get better. And when you hear some of the horrific stories, it's unfathomable. You can't get your mind around it.
Also, there's this grieving because you're... You're thinking about, you know, all the dreams and aspirations that you had for your loved one. Marriage, them getting a career, and you see that is drifting away. It's a whole new expectation level that you have to get used to. And it comes to life just meeting someone in the store. And asking, you know, how's your son doing? You know, we happen to be friends with my son. And you hear, oh, he graduated college. Oh, he has a degree. And here, and, you know, how can you not reflect on where your son is? You know, he's just trying to cope every day.
Trying to spend time with him. You know, I would lure him with food and he would generally meet up with me. You know, it's very hard when you can't reason with someone who you used to be able to reason with. And it's hard even to find that person. But as a mother or a parent, you can't not do something.
Parents especially, they say, I can't go on like this having my mentally ill loved one in the same house because I'm not getting sleep. It's affecting my job. And what happens if I lose my job? And, you know, the whole thing starts to unravel. And you make a decision and say, I've reached my tolerance level and they can't live here anymore. And housing's not available. So now you find a slumlord that doesn't really care about the housing. And you pay for it. That's one of the things that parents especially deal with is when you're on disability, it only covers so much.
His relationship with his brother is one of the saddest things because they were 12 years apart and very close, big brother. He would babysit for him. And then at one point, when he started to notice, you know, when he was getting grumpy and stuff and we didn't know what was going on, we asked him to babysit and he said, I don't think I should be responsible for someone else right now.
And a serious mental illness impacts everyone in the family. My oldest daughter, her mind went to, I know this isn't good. My brother has schizophrenia. And I want to get married. I want to start a family. You know, we'll always be there as parents. But siblings don't have to be. And no one should hold their feet to the coals. You know, we're in a boat. And we're bailing water as fast as we can. And they're not going to help us in the way that we need. And it's hard. And the hardest part about sitting here with my son right next to me is I don't know what he's feeling. Is there love there? Because you become more robotic. But out of the blue, you know, he'll just say to me, hug me. And, you know, I hug him. And that hug is worth a decade of I love yous.
That was a segment from They Are Us, a 7-part series about mental health in Vermont. And I'm here with Erica Heilman, who produced these stories. Erica, could you tell me a little bit about what other stories we'll be hearing this week?
There's a story about the importance of peer support in mental health recovery. There's a story about the community mental health system at large. And there's a story about the importance of meaningful work for people with serious mental illness. And there's a story about a program at Howard Center that provides permanent housing for people with serious mental illness.
That's Erica Heilman. She produced the series They Are Us, and you'll hear those stories this week at 5:44 during All Things Considered. You can also hear all the stories at vpr.net. Erica, thank you.
Thank you.